We gotta do it again anyhow, right?
Of course.
So. I'll go with that.
Probably thinking, how much here?
Rich, but I suggest that you don't go forward again.
All right, what, you want, maybe we should call the meeting to order and then?
Why not?
All right.
Okay.
Let's do that then. Calling the meeting to order at close to 7 p.m. by stating in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park, it is incumbent upon any conservation board member with a financial or business relationship with any petitioner coming before this board to disclose this relationship and if warranted to recuse him or herself from any matter involving that petitioner. Any petitioner coming before this board who is a relative of or has a financial or business relationship with any officer of the town of Orchard Park must disclose the nature and extent of such relationship in accordance with the provisions of the ethics law of the town of Orchard Park. Please let the record reflect that Amy Grossjean and Kyle Witt are excused from tonight's meeting. And what do we need as a quorum? Do we need four or five?
Well, you need a quorum of a number present.
So we've got four.
You've got three people who make up the quorum.
Okay. Five. And so unfortunately, John DeLuca is not a voting member tonight.
Yeah.
He is a voting member.
Yes.
Welcome aboard, John. has everyone had a chance to read the minutes from the January 3rd, 2023 meeting, assuming you were here? Do I hear a motion to approve?
Make a motion.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none? Approved. First and only item on the agenda is conservation, should be CB, file 26-2022, vacant land, northeast corner of Miles Strip and Abbott Roads. Chris Wood.
Good evening, Chris Wood with Carmina Wood Design. We're the engineers for the project. What we're proposing is a car wash. It's a go car wash, formerly Royal, just go about Royal, but Royal still develops them for go and then they sell them to go. The new one on Union Road in West Seneca and the new one on Southwest in Amber are both similar to this. They're both go car washes that we did. They're automated. I think everybody's probably familiar with how they're set up. You have a monthly pass. You can go through as many times as you want. They have on-site vacuums for use by the monthly pass holders. The site we're looking at here is the northeast corner of Abbott and Miles Strip. It's about 4 acres. It's partially wooded. There's a large open space kind of in the middle of it. On the north and west, or north and east side is the south branch of Smokes Creek. The building's about 4,000 square feet. We're proposing 4 on-site parking spaces for the employees, and the remainder of the spaces you see on the plan are vacuum spaces. We have an entrance of right in, right out off of Miles Strip, which lines up with the Andrews Jeweler, Reed Jewelers cross street. And then we also have a full access driveway on Abbott Road, which is a county road. Miles Strip's a DOT road, so in anticipation that they're not going to let us have full access on Miles Strip, that's why we did it as right in, right out. We're required to have 0.6 of the 4 acres as a green space. We well exceed that.
Do you have that on the plan?
It's on my site plan. I know I got to put it on there.
Okay.
Yeah, along with the cost estimate.
I got it.
Okay, and the interior green space?
We're below 40.
You're below 40 car parks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else we should know?
What's that?
Anything else we should know?
We have
an elevation and rendering, too.
Yep, and there's a significant grade change on the site.
Yes.
I did bring the grading plan.
Do you have the topo somewhere?
I have the grading plan here. Yeah.
So you're bringing in fill to level it off?
To some extent. Yes, to some extent, yes. Because the site drops off considerably from the road. And without filling it somewhat, you have no visibility. And then as you get to the back, our detention basin is going to be considerably lower than the road. So you won't really see that. And you can see with all the contours here, there's quite a drop down in the creek.
Okay. And Dave Ward, who's not here, reviewed everything. And he had a question about the house to whatever direction that is.
Over here?
Yes. You're proposing a small buffer of existing trees there now?
Yeah, the existing trees are going to remain along that property line, and again, we're a little bit higher than there. They drop off even steeper once you get onto their property.
Is that house occupied, you know?
I don't know what it is. I don't even know if it's a real house. I did look at it, and I tried to go down the driveway, but I was a little scared.
His suggestion was to increase the buffer somehow, you know, put a few more plantings in that area.
Okay. We don't really have any proposed stuff on that side. We could put some pine trees or something up on our higher end of the site, so it would be more effective than putting it down by the property line.
Hey, Tom, do you think that's a good choice?
What?
Pine trees?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Start with John. You want me to pick on you first? Any questions?
No, I don't think at this point I have any questions. I'll hold on.
Okay. Bernie?
No.
Melissa? Tom?
Just a question, Chris. You know, I didn't notice it on there. Who are you using for landscape? I mean, a stand?
Bob Walter.
Okay.
So, yes.
You, I had asked for a set of landscape plans with the green space calcs on the plan.
Okay.
With
slide data box, I'll put on there.
So I'm up to now. You sent
every single one.
You sent in 12 plans. First original set of 6, and then the second set I asked for without them.
Oh.
So I'm unable to. Rose is unable to do the motion because we all have the green space calculations.
No, they're on the site plan. They're on here.
Yeah, but they're not in the landscape plan.
I know.
So Rose only gets the landscape plan.
Well, theoretically she gets the full set of plans, but okay.
So what's the next step? Are we prejudicing the petitioner at all by asking him to come back and?
I don't know. He looks trustworthy.
Okay. I know where he works.
But
you do know where I work.
Yeah. But as long as the green space and visually it looks like it far meets town code.
So when do you think? So why don't we prove it conditionally upon him submitting official plans?
Okay.
And adding some more plantings
pine
to
trees
the
on the north side.
On the north side, evergreens, you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We can do that.
Do we get the value estimate?
Yeah, it's right here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And not yours.
Thank you.
Dave Ward said he thought that was appropriate.
That'll change too when we get other trees.
Okay, so we get that. As I said, with Tom out till March, I doubt your project's going to be at the planning board in March.
Right.
So we're probably looking more at in April.
Hopefully.
April.
So should we approve it conditionally today and then give him some time to submit it?
Yeah.
Or does he want, I don't think you want to come back to us next month or do you?
Well, you can designate me or Dave Ward to verify the figures when you submit.
Okay.
He tells me he'll be back anyways.
So why, I'm sure he will. So why don't I make a motion to approve this, conditioned upon modifying the plan that you're going to resubmit to the town with all of the required calculations on it, subject to adding those additional plantings on the north side and sending us a new and revised value estimate form as well.
Got it.
Do I hear a second? Bernie? Oh, she beat you.
You're going to include these.
Yes, so.
What?
Do I have to read it into the record? The whole thing. It's going to change anyway, though.
No, yeah. So it will change.
So, you know, as you know from being here every month, dumpsters are mechanical systems that grade or be screened. Approval is contingent on approval by the, an acceptance by the planning board and the town engineering department, which you know is understaffed. Any changes required by the town engineering department or planning board which will affect the landscape shall require you to come back before us. Upon completion of the landscape installation, the owner shall provide a landscape completion form to us. 3 years after the date of landscape completion, the owner shall provide a landscape security release form with a statement from a licensed landscape architect indicating that the condition of the planting materials specified in the approved landscape plan verifying survival through the 3-year guarantee period. I think you seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You're in favor?
Favor.
Favor, yes. It's approved. Good luck. Conditioned upon you adhering to the modifications.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.